It's very nearly 7 minutes to nine. The future of one of the region's most important music venues has been secured. For 30 years, the studio in Hartlepool has given young rockers a place to record and perform, whilst putting on gigs for fans of anything from swing and folk to reggae and jazz. Hartlepool College of Further Education and Cleveland College of Art and Design will now run the converted church, using it to provide training and experience for students. Our reporter David McMillan has been along to find out more.
There's amazing colour here from the light that floods through the stained glass windows. There's a distinctive smell too, from the disconnected beer barrels and one half-drunk pint, which is sitting rather disconsolately on the bar. But there's been no sound here for several months, and at one stage, it looked like no one would ever make this walk out onto the stage again to send rock and roll raging around the walls of the old Baptist church. But the good news for music fans and music makers in Hartlepool is that the studio has now been saved.
The studio was formed because in the early 80s, nobody could afford to go into a recording studio. It was just above our heads. We couldn't, you didn't have the pay grade to do that sort of thing. People off the street, it was always, £200 or £300 a day. So we enabled people to come off the street, and especially unemployed people, and record stuff and to move on from, use the studio as a springboard. And that's what's happened for 30 odd years.
Fittingly titled for a venue which hosted a swing band every week, Phil Swinburne is the chairman of the board.
Well, it just gives us life, The main thing who's going to benefit, people are going to benefit from this, is the people of Hartlepool. It's the only purpose-built venue, independent venue of the town, and every town needs that. A blue day is
dawning, the town end is roaring. Above the reused church pews of the auditorium, there are recording studios where tracks like this stirring ode to Match Day at Victoria Park get laid down. There's also rooms full of computers packed with editing software. But using the pro tools of the trade is just one thing students will learn to do, as Helen Watts from Hartlepool College explains.
Well, to start with, we're going to get our construction students, hopefully, to come in and renovate the studio and develop it that way. But then we'll be looking at putting some sort of centre manager in and even get the students using some of the studio space upstairs and performing gigs.
The studio is scheduled to reopen in September. Phil Swinburne says they'll provide entertainment for people with even the most eclectic tastes.
There's no ageism here. Any kind of outlet, any kind of band can come and perform here.